Last week, as we began our Advent journey, as we close this Golden Jubilee year with a little bit of a retrospective on what it means to be a parish as we look forward to the next 50 years. What you may not know, however, is that the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite has been celebrated here for about 25 of those years, almost half of the parish's existence. First, intermittently, then monthly, then every Sunday. We have families in the congregation today who very heroically persevered in advocating for the traditional Latin Mass over a long period of time, and I think it is very important that we express our gratitude towards them. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. So from the bottom of my heart and those of your parishioners, thank you for your perseverance. You know who you are. What St. John Paul II described as the legitimate aspirations of those attached to the liturgical forms in vigor before Vatican II found a home in a parish, which was ironically a laboratory under the first pastors for all of the experimentations of the spirit of Vatican II, right? How far we have come indeed. If you came to this Mass in 1975, you wouldn't have recognized it, I'll tell you. Then Pope Benedict XVI, with Summorum Pontificum, reminded the whole church, what earlier generations held as sacred remains sacred, and great for us too. And it cannot be all of a sudden entirely forbidden or even considered harmful. It behooves all of us to persevere, to preserve the riches which have developed in the church's faith and prayer, and to give them their proper place. Well, that proper place developed, flowered here in Taylor's. When I arrived at Prince of Peace in December 2011, it seemed the right time to give greater institutional solidity to the Latin Mass community within the parish so that its somewhat nomadic existence before could take root. Now, some of you who were here this afternoon were present when I had a town hall meeting for the Latin Mass community and promised to celebrate Mass not just Sunday, but every day, as long as there were two priests in the parish, and outside of the summer, civil holidays, and the octaves of Christmas and Pentecost, right? And I promised to the best of my ability all of the sacraments, sacramentals, blessings, and celebrations of the divine office. I believed then, and do now, in Pope Benedict XVI's contention that there could be mutual enrichment between the two forms. And I saw that Prince of Peace could disavow the prophets of doom who said otherwise. But I asked in return that the community think not in terms of being a ghetto enclave for traditionalists, but of being missionaries, attracting people to the living tradition of the church by the way of truth, goodness, and beauty. And that would mean abandoning polemics and obsessions over secondary matters. When I arrived here, we were getting around 60 to 70 people on a Sunday, right? The Latin Mass community was seen as a divisive element in the parish, foreign to its charism. But we persevered. It grew steadily. And during the dark days of COVID, the Latin Mass community actually became the largest attended Mass for a while, which I think is a testament to the tenacity of this community for their love for the Eucharist. Some people came here from Latin Mass communities that were not always healthy in some ways. And they found a place where their spirituality could be respected, but in a community that was de-radicalized and normalized. Some Novus Ordo Catholics, although I hate that term, right, who swore that they would never go to a Latin Mass, started to come. And some rad trads who swore that they would never go to a Novus Ordo started to go to the other Masses in the parish. I think, or I hope, that everyone saw that Father Tomlinson and I were here for everyone, And while we quite obviously shared the Latin Mass community's preference for the classical liturgy, we are men of the church, and we minister to all of God's children, no matter what language or rite. There was hardly anyone who came to midnight Mass at Christmas in the old rite 14 years ago. It is now looked forward to by people from other parishes and even non-Catholics. Then Traditionis Custodes happened, right? And we've all been in a state of anxiety ever since as one by one we've watched Mass after Mass canceled. I'm still not sure how we have escaped the guillotine of the revolutionaries, right? But I do attribute it to three facts. First of all, you know, whenever my spidey senses or just my anxiety sense the shadow of the axe approaching, right, I called for all of us to consecrate ourselves to Jesus and Mary as a Latin Mass community for protection. And I am convinced heaven has interceded for us. On this vigil of the Immaculate Conception, I want to renew that consecration with you after the sermon. Not because my spidey senses are going crazy. It's just a beautiful feast, and it's good to celebrate who we are, right? Second of all, I've told you before, we have what we have sometimes because I do what I do, right? The Latin Mass community in the diocese has actually gained a lot of respect within the diocese and outside because we have shown prudence and realism. The bishops of Charleston during this time period have all been very, very different men. They've all actually supported us. Third of all, there are two aspects of the community that I think have also borne great fruit here. Several years ago, I preached on the mothers of the village of Lou in Italy who prayed for vocations to the priesthood and religious life and were blessed beyond measure. The noon Mass crowd responded enthusiastically. And recently, even the 10 a.m. mom started to do it. The gentlemen of the parish started to pray for their priest after Mass at the communion rail while the ladies prayed for vocations at the lady altar. Also, the monthly potluck has provided a way of building community that no other community within the parish has been able to match. Right? Contemplation and community. Common sense and communion with the local church have all been indispensable ingredients of making this work. I want to thank you for that cooperation, right, and urge you to continue it. Now, there are some challenges we face as a Latin Mass community, and I need you to hear me out on them. First of all, you can't rebuild Christian civilization if everyone is rowing in a different direction down the Tiber. Right? We can't do the work of authentic renewal and restoration if we get distracted. Right? I've always maintained that in our present age, to preserve the tradition, we have to focus on the essentials. Right? The Bible, the Catechism, and the liturgy. Now, there are many other aspects of our Catholic tradition which are awesome, but we need to focus. And those three elements are where we need to focus. The classical spiritual tradition of the church has to take pride of place in our common life over eccentric or modern devotions and peripherals of Catholic life. Second, we live in an age in which people are getting their formation in a fragmented and uncomprehensive way through social media and streaming services. They're being formed by rage baiters on the internet who profit off your clicks and who have no authority in the church to teach at all, and are often deluded by their own egotism to think that their self-taught theology is more worthy of belief than a healthy and truly intellectual approach to the divine mysteries. As a community, we need to redirect away from all of this to embrace less ideology and more authentic scholarship. The traditionalist movement, especially in this country, has often succumbed to this temptation. And the fact that it has had disastrous consequences for peace and concord within an already divided church, that's how we get shut down. Amateur theology, armchair history, and emotional exaggeration need to give way if we are to make the Latin Mass movement a source of vital energy in this place and beyond. Third, Christianity is a faith of peace, joy, and reconciliation. But we have people who are paralyzed by anxiety and scrupulosity because they've mistaken a puritanical Jansenist rigorism for the development of a healthy moral life of character and virtue in the Catholic tradition. We have people who are just looking for any reason to fight all the time, over anything and everything, in person and behind computer screens. We have relationships within our community, friends, families, marriages, and work partnerships that have been ripped apart by sin, abusive behaviors, hatred, and a lack of humility and forgiveness. Advent is a time given to us by God to restore peace in our hearts by allowing the reign of Christ to fill our hearts with love. It's a time given to us by Christ to be solid in our faith and open to people to love them into the kingdom of heaven. It is a time given to us by the church to beat swords into plowshares and build a civilization of love here and now. That is my challenge to you as a Latin Mass community within the heart of the church as we embark on the next 50 years. And I will issue a warning. If we fail to be a people of peace, joy and reconciliation in full communion with the church in heart and mind, God Himself will see that we reap what we sow, and this community will be ravaged by the evil one. The choice is ours to make. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus describes what the kingdom of God He comes to establish on this earth looks like. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them. That is what our faith and what our parish are all about. That is what the Bible, the catechism, and the liturgy are all about. On this day, before the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, I ask that all of you pray with me as we consecrate the Latin Mass community of Prince of Peace for the next 50 years. Please kneel. In the presence of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and with heaven and earth as our witness, we prostrate ourselves at thy feet, O Mary, our Lady. We acknowledge thee as our mother, as the Immaculate Conception, living tabernacle of the divinity, as queen of angels and of men, as mother of the church and refuge of sinners. That is why, small and weak that we are, we wish to consecrate to thee the Latin Mass community of this parish dedicated to the Prince of Peace. Our families, our persons, our works, our future, all that pertains to us and is in us, and which God in His immeasurable goodness has entrusted to us for our good use. We also consecrate to thee the value of our good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to thee the entire and full right of disposing of us and all that belongs to us. Mary, be our mother. Sanctify us, purify us, correct us, guide us, pray for us, and protect us. Help us to perfectly fulfill the duties of our state of life. Extinguish in us all self-love, which prevents thy divine Son, the Prince of Peace, from reigning in and around us. Cover abundantly with thy maternal protection this parish and its Latin Mass community. And mayest thou forever impede the devil from reigning in any manner in this church, which deserves to be entirely thine for the greater glory of God, the exaltation of our Mother, the Holy Catholic and Roman Church, and for the conversion of sinners. Amen.